Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Welcome back to our continued coverage of the 2023 CUNA GAC here in Washington, D.C. And look who we have in the studio lounge, Mr. Mark Sievright from Sievright & Associates. Mark, how are you, sir?
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning! Look at you!
You are everywhere.
No, I'm right here.
Where do you get your energy from?
I'm amazing. Trying to keep up with my wife, who has more energy than all of us put together.
I think I can relate to that.
Yeah, she's great, an amazing woman. So, yeah. Well, thank you for being here as well. I always appreciate your company, and you're a lot of fun, obviously, but man, you are a wealth of information as well. So always enjoy it. So
thank you, Mike.
How's the conference going? Because I know you did a session, which we'll talk about.
Yeah, I've got a session coming up. I did a panel yesterday with Bob Lohman, Kent LeGrand, Karma Parrish, and Angela Moran. Wonderful, wonderful digital experts, and it was very well attended.
Yeah.
This event, Mike, there's going to be 5,000 people here.
I think there's six. I think we're pushing six this year. That's what I heard. Yeah.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
And CUNA's done a wonderful job, Todd and the whole team.
Yep, Todd and
Jim,
the crew.
Of course. Jim's had something to do with it.
He had a little bit to do with it. Yes, he did.
Just a tad.
Well, I mean, you're everywhere as well. So, I mean, especially here, because you're doing sessions, you're doing a panel. Talk to me a little bit about the panel that you share some highlights, if you will, for those who weren't able to attend.
So, great question. So, I've been privileged for the past 2 years, Mike, to work with originally Greg Miklik of CUNA, who had set up a task force of leaders from around the country to focus on digitalization. And we called ourselves the Digital Task Force. What a concept. And Greg did a wonderful job leading before handing over to Bob Lohman, who is the president of CUNA CSS. Mm-hmm. Anyway, about 41 of us, well, actually, it's not about, there is 41 of us, have met on a regular basis to really talk about credit unions' digital challenges and come up with a universal tool that any credit union, Mike, of any size, can use to assess their digital maturity.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool, and it's almost ready for prime time, and it's something that whether you're 5 million or 50 billion, you could do relatively quickly.
Okay.
And understand where your digital...
Where you are on that journey, I guess?
You said you should be on our task force. That was brilliant. Where you are on that journey, exactly.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm talking to Barb tomorrow, we'll be talking about that.
And this morning, just after pleasure meeting you, I'm doing a breakout on fintech. So I'm looking forward to that.
What's anything specific in there that you're discussing?
Really, the impact fintechs have had, both the good fintechs who want to collaborate with us, and then those bad fintechs who are trying to steal what we have.
Okay, there's always this good versus bad.
I know, good guy, bad guy.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And so I'm going to talk about that, and then some of it's going to be a discussion around how many of the CEOs, it's a CEO-only event, so I may get five showing up.
You'll get a lot more than that.
It's a CEO-only event, and they're going to tell their stories about their engagement with fintechs.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, to be a fly on the wall in that room.
Right? That's going to be interesting.
Mark, you're going to have some very juicy information.
I hope so.
You're going to keep it in your brain.
Otherwise Jim will never invite me back.
Oh my God. So what are you seeing out there in the marketplace? Because we just talked about the good versus the bad fintech. So what are you seeing out there right now? Because obviously we all know, like in the beginning when the fintechs came in, we were all like, oh my gosh, they're going to take over the world. But then we discovered that a lot of them want to work with credit unions, which is a great thing because they have an engaged audience and all that good stuff. So so what are you seeing out there in the kind of the yin and the yang of the fintech world?
Well, relative to fintech, Mike, a lot more collaboration.
Oh, good.
And in fact, nowadays through initiatives like CUNA Mutual Group Ventures, Ryan Cass, he's a member of our task force as well, and the Circle Fund, and a number of other CUSO-type initiatives, we're seeing credit unions actually investing in fintechs directly or indirectly, perhaps, through those channels.
Yeah.
And the collaboration level where fintechs are being embedded into the technology environments, Mike, has gone off the charts.
Good.
And, you know, it's fascinating to me and you because we've been around this industry quite a while. A
couple of days,
A couple of days. And we see names now that 5 years ago we didn't even know.
I know.
Right?
I know.
And they're now established brands in our ecosystem. Mm-hmm. So that's been one of the biggest changes for me.
Yeah.
And I think, of course, the drive to digital, mm-hmm. right? It's amazing. I think the next 5 years will make the last 15 look slow.
Yeah. I remember you
I really do.
A number of your keynotes I've listened to you over the years. One of the statements that really stands out, what is it, that technology will never be slower than it
is
right
absolutely.
Now?
Yes, absolutely. Today is the slowest pace we'll ever see.
And it's super fast right now.
And it's super fast right now.
It's like, gosh.
Yeah,
it's just amazing the speed of it's going.
Exactly. And the other old saying that I regurgitate frequently is, we have to put an end to mullet banking. And I apologize for all the viewers who harbor a mullet.
Hey. They're coming back,
Mike.
Mark.
I tell you, maybe if you rock one, we'd all,
I just might.
You just might. But we've done a great job of investing at the front of our credit unions, right? Whether it's branches, whether it's improving our call centers or phone responses, and our digital banking solutions. I think we've done a great job of that. But the back office, the back of that mullet, is really a holy mess. I mean,
it really is.
Right. And so that's the next wave of investment.
Okay.
And I think that's where fintechs can help.
Yeah. Oh, no doubt. Yeah. No doubt. Because, I mean, as we all know, a lot of credit unions are resourced challenged. And so to partner up with these folks allows them, I keep saying that it allows credit unions to do what they do best and it allows the fintech to do what they do best. And that's a great partnership. That's a recipe for success in my book.
So, well, and to that very point, what we've just announced, actually, Mike, around this event, is a new program called Digital Map.
Yes.
And
I was going to get to that.
You beat
me to the punch,
but go ahead. I can wait.
I have it right here in my notes.
But Digital Map is one of those kind of models or processes that we take credit unions through that not only allows them to understand how good they are digitally, but more importantly, what do they need to add to the mix mm-hmm. to remain relevant and truly competitive. And Digital Map, which I won't bore you with the details, Mike, but it's a very intense review of the credit union's digital capabilities.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it goes beyond the tool I mentioned that Kuna's driving.
I was just thinking, put those two together.
I was doing Digital Map before the task force,
which
probably why Greg invited me. He kind of seen some of that stuff in the market and said, hey, you know a little bit, come on in.
Right.
But the tool is actually a wonderful platform to Digital Map
mm-hmm,
because Digital
mm-hmm.
Map really takes you on a much sort of deeper and longer journey to digital excellence.
Yeah.
But we codified it. We kind of said, hey, here's how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a process and we branded it Digital Map. And it's exciting. We've done a number of engagements already.
So what does that, I mean, does that give the credit union kind of a barometer of where they are in their digital, the digital journey, if you will? So is that kind of the gist of it? Or?
It is, Mike. More importantly as well, or as important, it actually says, here's what you need to change.
Okay.
So if you have a poor online banking, mobile banking platform, it will identify it and encourage you to choose alternatives. And there are really good alternatives mm-hmm. in the marketplace
mm-hmm.
today. If the integration of your debit and credit card programs isn't
mm-hmm.
very strong,
mm-hmm.
we can show you how to make it strong.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And loan origination, account opening. Mike, I had a situation recently where I was walking a credit union through a new kind of money market type account. And it took about 8 days for the account to open.
8 days?
Yeah, because of all the internal processes, really. And you could go to one of the sort of, the Marcuses, the Citis, the Chases, the B of A's, and open that within minutes.
Exactly.
And that's kind of one of the challenges we face, especially now
where
we're also thirsty for deposits, right, with liquidity being what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So Digital Map is hopefully the framework, the strategic framework to solve those problems.
Yeah. Oh, I like that a lot.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
Yeah.
And before I let you go, share with me about the SRM partnership that you guys have,
thank you.
That we talked about earlier, or later last year,
a few months ago. I know, it was a few months ago.
It just seemed like yesterday.
I know, so I started the business and privileged to meet you early on then, about 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And last fall, SRM, Strategic Resource Management, came along and said, we would love to have you a part of us. And operate as, Sivright & Associates, continue to hire people and
mm-hmm.
grow.
Mm-hmm.
But we have things, solutions and services
mm-hmm.
that you don't offer. And if you put us together, you get this kind of end-to-end service set.
Mm-hmm.
And that was very attractive, Mike. And it's going really well.
Good,
I mean, Brad Downs, the CEO whom
mm-hmm.
you've met virtually,
is
just a first-class individual.
Mm-hmm.
Just one of the best. And He has a running joke that he likes to stay out of my way, which is kind of a running joke because I'm accountable to
Brad.
Well,
but it's true, though, you know?
But it's true.
Yeah.
I thrive in that kind of environment, and it's wonderful to have SRM team and leadership behind
me. Yeah, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, you know?
I know,
was
yeah.
it like a Chuck Yeager saying back in the
that's
day?
Right,
so
that's right.
Another commercial we're talking about that came from the 80s or something like that, so good deal. Gosh, okay, I want to give you a plug. Where are you going to be next after GAC? Because I know you were on a
right,
speaking
so
circuit, if you will, so you're always
circuit.
out.
So
I
was just accepted with Kerry in Virginia to do something with Virginia
cool.
Credit Union
right
League,
on.
So I'm looking forward to that.
Okay.
And then something like 35 strategic planning sessions.
Oh
Mike,
my gosh, Mark!
Between now and Thanksgiving.
Oh,
I mean, it's crazy.
35?
Yeah.
Are you going to be on a plane 35 times?
I think
I hope some of those are virtual.
I'm going to be on a plane 35 times.
Oh my goodness!
I know.
Oh my gosh.
So I know, but it's all good.
Okay.
And
yeah,
I love what I do.
Oh,
so.
And it shows. And
yeah.
it shows for sure. Alrighty, sir. Well, I'm going to let you get back at it. Let you rest up for your upcoming session.
Yeah, for the breakout.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, it's always a pleasure seeing you and thank you for all that you do for the industry as well. So
really, you too, my friend. We're all just playing catch up with you, Frank.
Oh,
so thank you.
That.
You do a great job. We're big fans of yours.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Well, I'm only as good as my guests, sir, and you are great. All righty, man. Well,
thanks,
I'll let you
Mike.
Get going. Mark,
okay,
always
sir.
A pleasure, sir.
Great to see you.
Keep up the good work, and I'll see you probably at the next one.
See
one of the 35 ones you're going to be at.
That's right. Take care, Mike.
Oh, my gosh, Mark.
I know I do.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.